Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Hamda.
From Sunday Silent Trailers debacle on his end, it's Mike Kaplan.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Remember that on Sunday Silent Trailers? Oh, my God, because I am.
I do remember it.
What is this? It's a game show we do. New York Times loved it. They probably had a great time watching it on Sunday when it's some of the smartest people you know went up against the kid, me, sometimes known as the king. It can get confusing. And it was they were trounced. And then, because today was already scheduled before that, you have to show up after.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Silent Trailers is a game show where Hemda, who doesn't know movies and less about actors and actresses, describes a trailer on Silent. She doesn't know if she saw the movie before. She thinks everybody's Tom Cruise. And we have to guess what the fuck she's talking about. And Mike, specifically, this guy knows all the pop references. He knows the old references, too. He was ready. Oh, this guy has his words, and mine were faster. Oh, God!
So, the challenge that I face right now, and also when...
Mike Kaplan, everybody. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Thank you so much. I come from... I have a competitive streak that I want to both, you know, honor as well as suppress. And so this is, I'm going to do a brief.
You suppressed it really, really good, right?
That's what I do my best to suppress my competitive streak by losing on purpose. That's all. By, you know, letting people to whom winning means more, have something, you know, to be trounced. If by trounced, you mean, comes down to the very last question that if Christian had gotten it right, then we would have won. And because Christian didn't get it right, you did happen to win.
Have you heard the tortoise and the hare? I think it's in the Bible, Genesis. You guys came out, your little horses. My horse didn't even piss yet. Your horse, you guys are going, boom, this answer. I'm like, guess what? Think, strategy, save the energy for the bigger points.
Obviously, I did the best, and I'm always a winner at Silent Trailers. And it's available on YouTube, and you should check it out. Also, Chris L., and, you know, he's saying it in a super chat, so I have to read it this way.
Okay.
Congrats on Silent Trailers, Mike. Chris L., you said it on super chat. When you say it in super chat, I have to read it.
Well, of course, congratulations. You made it to the Super Bowl. Congrats. You still have the T-shirt. You know, you can't take that away.
I really like that your image of the tortoise and the hare is that they're both riding horses. number one.
We had the, I got my shit from garage sales. We had a different, like a generic version.
I was so confused by the tortoise and the hare when they used words like tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
Because I knew it as a turtle and a rabbit. And I'm like, is this American for spelling turtle like differently? Like, are they spelling it that way? But I'm supposed to say turtle, or is a hare different than a rabbit? Why are they using the word hare?
Can I tell you what I know about it?
Yeah.
First,
should be entertaining. Sure.
Right. Number one, I agree with you. It does seem like the tortoise is like the generic cereal version of the turtle, and the hare is the same of the rabbit. Like, if they couldn't afford Cheerios, they're like, just get round O's, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it seems like the story is.
Get Cheerios.
Cheerie. I didn't do anything new, but I liked what you did. So I looked up the tortoise.
Cheerio to you. I'm going to keep going because I know you're on the show today.
There's so many vowels. Veals. Try the vowel, folks. I'll be here all week.
I see my mistake.
Yeah. But look, you opened the door.
I just watched I washed some dishes, so it was good here too.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah, seriously.
The tortoise.
Seriously, folks.
The tortoise exists and lives on land. turtles include tortoises, but sea turtles, there's no sea tortoises as far as I know. So in order for them to have a race on land, it makes sense that it's a tortoise. And a hare, I learned that when rabbits are afraid, they hide. And when hares are afraid, they run. So it makes, so if it was a turtle versus a rabbit, the rabbit would actually be hiding and the turtle would be in the ocean. So this actually made the race make sense.
See, America, why don't you just tell me these things? I bet somebody did. I bet they did. And I was like, I'm not listening because it's the same story. Anyway, got the lesson. Thanks.
Could you catch a ball?
What's that?
Like if somebody threw a ball at you, what are the chances of you catching it?
I don't know, 50-50. Either you catch it or you don't.
Okay. All right. I follow.
Yeah, I played Little League growing up, and I was socialized to be a quote unquote boy. Like, so I know players that were on the 1986 Mets, and if you threw some baseball cards, I could catch them.
Very specific. Cards.
You got your Mookie Wilson, you got your Keith Hernandez.
Is the 86 like that's when the Mets and Yankees went up against each other in the World Series, and that's why it was a big year?
Not the Yankees, but the Mets did win the World Series that year.
Oh, okay. Well, I was close, 50-50, right?
Yeah, you were half right. You get a not passing grade.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just by
I gotta
the way
stay here. I'll stay here.
I can catch a frisbee. I enjoy a frisbee. I'm good at ping pong.
Okay.
Okay,
good. Okay, good.
So your eyeballs are working.
Keith, do you like ping pong? You want to play ping pong sometime?
Yes, I do.
I think he's setting us up. What are you setting us up for, Keith?
Nothing. What am I setting you up for?
Shit, I caught the ball. Okay, I was ready.
I'm just we know we're about the brain. We're thinking about the body. Now we know Mike a little more. Yeah, I'll play ping pong because there's that bad taste in your mouth, right? Yeah, I can do ping pong. You got it, buddy. You got it.
Also, here's one more thing from the character that I call me if I were competitive, which is who I am and who I was. But I like the way that you set up. You're like silent trailers. Keith goes up against a whole team of comedians one at a time in fine print. We don't put that in very loud.
Sounds like poor sports personship.
Interesting.
It just makes it
kind of sad.
Like,
oh, did the vote actually get counted? It was an old lady in there. Oh, yeah, the next day. You don't have a private problem that day. Okay.
Oh, just
I I'm think an 18-year-old is too young to vote. You lost. It's okay.
You trounced a whole team of people who were... You were playing just one person. You trounced Christian. That's all.
There's also... You all cheat and that you mouth things to each other. That's teamwork, if you ask me.
But then you can also read our mouths as well.
But there's four other brains trying to read your mouth as opposed to my one brain, which, very, very wrinkly, still doesn't seem fair.
You win this battle of wits. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, my friend.
I submit.
Submit.
This is a game that I call loud trailers. It's a game that trails after silent trailers, but it's much louder.
We gotta get to the news, Kendall. Let's get an update. Quit being silly. You had your MRI the other day. Yesterday, a doctor was looking at your leg to fix. You still have, you know, that time your leg came apart, looked like a sandwich almost. You know, the bone on top of the other bone. It's just fucking vomitous. Kendall was screaming when it happened. I should have been screaming. It's the most disgusting thing you ever saw through a pant leg.
This is really insensitive. Yeah. Chemda, please, how is your sandwich leg doing?
So they went to fix that, and now the doctor's finding a tumor somehow. What is happening with this leg? Cut it off! Fuck this leg!
Yes, a couple of weeks ago, I went to the new doctor to get the x-ray so I can get the ACL surgery as a final surgery from the 2018 fall. We had a pandemic in between. I need new x-rays. That's fine. In this new x-ray, there's a tumor. He's not concerned about it. I shouldn't be either. Just get the MRI really quick, as soon as possible. Go downstairs. This is the right one, but totally do what you want to do.
And give me the results immediately.
Yes, here's my actual cell phone number directly. So they switched that initial appointment, and I was supposed to have it yesterday. I crossed the bridge on my bike. I see that the doctor is calling. The machines are broken today. And so... don't bother coming. Let's reschedule. Oopsie, there's a holiday weekend. I don't get to know anything until Tuesday's test if they want to give me the result as soon as I'm done, which I doubt. So we have to wait another week. But I assume it's going to be the same tumor in a week.
Right. Maybe the first machine was broken and there's nothing there after all.
That'd be great.
That's scary. They can break. That means they don't work at all, right? Because they can't be half right, these machines.
50-50.
Yeah.
I can't believe, I was like, are they fucking with me that they're just like, the machine's broke?
Right.
You know? And then come to find out, Xerxes knew some people who were in this line of work and really, the machines would just break and they would get like half day. Everybody goes home.
Yay. So, well, then they're breaking it. The McDonald's milkshake machines. We know what the fuck is going on there.
Oh, it just happened to break the day before the holiday weekend. So sorry that you can't come in for your now 5-day weekend. But
do you think it's Hemda's diet, Mike?
My tumor diet.
Mike knows healthy eating. What are you, you know?
Yeah, Hemda, you really should be eating fewer tumors because that is, they're going right to your leg.
They're so good. They're so good. What if they left a little bit of the tumor inside my chest and it just kept, you know, dripping down and now it's in my knee?
If you could have... Just like split, go down to 50% of the tumors that you're eating. Just have a one more instead of a two more. Do you know what I mean?
Ew.
Just have one more instead of two more. That's all.
Who knew there would be so much tumor humor?
Femda, I like what you did. Because I saw what you did. I both see and like.
You may have it, but not the tumor.
Oh,
that's the thing. In order to tell these jokes, you got to be the tumor person.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll be, if I run out of jokes, I'll come and see if I can get a tumor from you.
I'll feed you some tumors. Apparently, I'm eating all of them.
Oh, tumors giving coming right up. Yeah.
What do you do, by the way, during Thanksgiving? Are you the weirdo in a corner because people try to make you feel special?
Thank you very much for asking in a way that makes a lot of sense. You're my friend and you're kind to me. And I do appreciate that you invited me out to the movies the other night. I hope it was good. Historically, and
this is how I invite somebody, by the way. Like, I'm like, hey, it's 9:32. There's a movie at 9:33. Should we hang? No? All right. I did my best. Balls in your court.
One of these.
You know
days.
What? That's a lot of heads up from a dude. You know, like that's from my experience. That's heavy planning on your part,
right?
But I'm not your average dude. So here's the plan for tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Rini and I will go to lunch with my mom at a vegan restaurant where we will not be weirdos in the corner. It'll be a whole restaurant full of weirdos.
Right. A different way. Right, right.
Yes.
But like, do you guys nod to each other like, look at us?
We made everyone vegan today. We made them go to this restaurant.
That's what we did. And then a couple
they
hours
put,
later,
they, you're going with your mom, right? Is your mom vegan?
Mom for lunch. My mom is vegetarian.
So do you guys need to sit in the corner in a vegan restaurant?
No, we can sit in any location. Okay. Yeah, Keith. All right. Keith is not in charge of where we sit when we go to Veggie Heaven in Teaneck, New Jersey. I mean, if he can get a job there, I bet. It does seem like it's a family operation, but he could marry.
Don't tempt him because he's just like, I don't know. You know, our Kickstarter is like, you know, halfway done, but I think he's applying for jobs and he was a waiter last, so.
You gotta be ready.
Well,
see you there.
No midnight really emails something. As a waiter. You know what I mean? Those were the days.
But then we will go to my dad's wife's family situation for like a more traditional Thanksgiving. They will make more vegan food and non-vegan food than I can eat, and I will feel pressure to eat more than I want to because I want to honor and value that they are doing. I want them to keep doing it. I want like at a store, like, you know, Burger King starts selling vegan stuff. I'm like, I want to eat their vegan things, so they keep making vegan things, so they keep having more vegan things.
things. Support.
Yeah. And I want it to be, I want to eat so much that theoretically they're like, wow, there's actually, we're moving more vegan product this year than non-vegan. Maybe we should do the whole Thanksgiving vegan, make the whole, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just you and Rini.
But
that's a lot of pressure though, because, and I've, you've been to my place during Thanksgiving, during your veganism, which has been decades now. Yeah. And I imagine people are looking at you like, are you going to eat this vegan thing that I made sure to not have a drop of butter or anything in the whole time? And then if you don't eat it, it's like, is it my vegan thing or is it just the vegan suck? Or is it like, should I not have done it this way? I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, Chemda, you'd made great food. I don't remember what it was. Thank you.
There's this really good thing, surprise, at Trader Joe's that I'm not a vegan, but I get while they offer it during Thanksgiving time. And it's all of Thanksgiving rolled into one vegan style. So it's like a stuffed fake turkey with fixins.
What's that mean? Tofu? It always means tofu, doesn't it?
I never know what that means. Yeah. Probably a lot of what's that one that sounds like Satan?
Satan. I pronounce it Satan. I've had a Satan lasagna once.
Oh, good. Yeah. More vowels. Satoon, spittoon.
A whole platoon of spittoons.
Is it true that octopus are so fucking smart? Somebody told me that when I ordered an octopus. I'm like, first of all, bad timing. Secondly, these octopus, you know, they never, I always outwit them, it seems. You know, if I'm ever on a plane, I'll be like, okay, give me a lot to think about. But they seem like fucking idiots. And do you remember, by the way, there was that octopus? I'm doing a bit, Mike. Calm down.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe any of this, but it flows. Okay. Let it roll. They had that octopus that tried to predict the World Cup. Looked like a fucking idiot. How are they? Can you explain? Please help me not want to eat these animals.
Keith, first, I apologize for responding as though we were having a conversation.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Understand.
You know better. Come on.
I didn't. I get sucked in.
Mike, we were talking before the show started, and he said, shut the fuck up. You're having a real conversation. You know this.
I'm like Charlie Brown with the football. He like holds out a conversation in front of me and then pulls it away every time. So I would say, first, I like the idea that Keith thinks he's outsmarting the octopus by ordering it. At the restaurant where
he's
someone
not,
else.
Not outsmarting it.
Yeah, but
it's
chess
playing fisherman that outsmarted it. So one of us did it on Team Human.
So, my question, you love movies. Have you seen the movie My Octopus Friend?
No, because that just sounds like something pervert. This guy, you know he's sexually into this octopus.
It's a beautiful movie.
A love story. It's a love story between a guy and an octopus. But he does nothing weird with the octopus. Bullshit.
I mean,
bullshit.
It's not that weird. Uh-huh.
Have you heard of the tortoise and the hare meet the octopus?
Oh.
No, because that has to be a turtle.
Ah. Chemda,
I think
you
really remember
yes,
which
you,
was which.
You did. Okay. You learned correctly. That you did. You did the right thing.
There's something shocking in that octopus movie, right? What is it?
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's anything. It's just that they remember people and become friends with them. I think that's the shocking thing.
Well, yeah, okay, all right. That's what I need. Another friend.
How many friends would you say you have, Keith?
Three.
Yeah,
but I can't name any, or it makes it pretty clear who's not one. You know?
So it's Chemda, me,
right.
I get it. Yeah.
And the audience. What a great day today is.
And you did go to the movies with Christian. Oh, that was because of the debt, so.
He only goes to movies with like Nemesis, though.
Right.
So.
Oh, sure. I mean, maybe you just have three at a time, and it's just like an ever-rotating cast.
Yeah.
You're like,
seasonal.
Who's friend? Ooh, you know what it's like? It's like, did you know that Air Force One, the president's plane, is not necessarily one specific plane? I learned this, and I believe it's true, that whatever plane the president is on is Air Force One. Whatever plane the vice president is on is Air Force Two. So if they switch planes, then it switches. So that's, you have friend one, friend two, and friend three, and right now it's us.
I'm just thinking about how I picture the vice president going, but seriously, we know it's Air Force One.
Ha ha! We're over for here on Air Force Two, totally where I would be, and we're back to Air Force One, folks.
Also, Chemda, you're right that I have been vegan for decades. It's funny, though, to say, like, I've been vegan for decades when it's been two decades, exactly two decades. But it's like the lowest number of plural decades possible, but it's still a long time.
Right. Yeah. You know, playing with words is one thing. I play with numbers, you know?
Yes.
We've been podcasting for almost two decades.
Oh, yeah. That's impressive. Also,
yeah, I've known Keith for almost two decades.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't get to say it like that.
It's enough, right?
That's when, how when I became you, thing done. Too. Yeah.
By the way, I just saw this, and I'm sure this is making me think of all this octopus stuff. Scientists have discovered that on occasion, an octopus will, quote, punch a fish for no reason other than spite.
Oh, now Keith likes them more.
Extra sauce. No, less sauce. Let me taste the motherfucker. Just a little olive oil. And I hope they try to stick to my cheek because then I can taste them even longer.
Oh, no.
Fucking idiots.
You're so disgusting.
I know. And I'd have a carrot, you know? something to offset it. I eat these poor plants also.
Plants are breathing, no?
Well, yeah, I mean, plants are living things. That is so.
Wow.
Maybe not sentient, conscious creatures in the same way that animals are. But look, I'm not here to judge you, Keith.
Right. And you have to eat something. I mean, what?
The Lord. Know? Yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was like, what do you think, what plant you think feels the most?
Venus flytrap.
Well, thank you. That answered that question.
Yeah. I mean, we're saying what I think. Yeah, I haven't done extensive research, but that's off the top of the head, yeah.
Well, tomorrow...
I mean, I thought it was arugula, but...
That could be.
Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving, so don't forget, tonight is the Keith and the Girl chat. We do it every Wednesday, but this is good timing to help you prepare to see your family, because, you know, I don't get it. KeithandtheGirl.com/chat. You can be on your phone, you can be on your computer. Craig's been in the tub during the chat. You can be anywhere, wherever you want. KTG.com/chat, completely free, of course. Say hi. Michael Keating sent a beautiful message on Facebook, Hamda.
Yeah, we've known Michael Keating for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see just one decade?
Over a decade.
Oh, okay. Over one. More than one.
See that? Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Less than two. But over one. So
one to
big
two.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, one or two. Yeah.
You all know I don't post too much, he says to everybody, but I really wanted to share my love for these two extraordinary comedians who have been making my life better for 18 years. Some say decades. I just added that. I've been listening to Keith and Hemda at Keith and the Girl for almost 18 years. I started by downloading the first 7 or 8 episodes on my little lipstick MP3 player before a trip to Japan. Hell, this was before podcasting was even a thing. Well, they just hit, and I just listened to episode 3600. Holy crap, he says, 18 years nonstop. They've had some of the funniest comedians you have never heard of, and many that you have. Mike Kaplan, King of the Hill.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's cool. They are on point, current, relevant, and if you'll give them a couple of episodes, highly addictive. But better still, they are real people. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. I met them, partied with them, laughed with them, and cried and hugged them. Cried with them and hugged. Well, I didn't. Don't act like I was crying. Truly remarkable, original, genuine people who are funny as hell. Caring, smart, crass, PC. Then wrote, yes, I said it. And available to listen to for free. How sweet is that? Crass and PC. There's a thing.
That's actually what I took from that. I really like the description of us being crass and PC.
Yeah.
I think like we are in the center of that.
I just backed our Kickstarter. And if you like what you hear, please consider donating even a little bit or not. They love the listens anyway. If you want some episode recommendations or anything, let me know. These guys are the bomb. Love to all. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike. How sweet is that? And I look at the Kickstarter now. We're at 69%, Hamda. I say we get extra dirty and go to 86, but 69, nice.
Now, here, I have a question for y'all.
By the way, that's in the Turing test, by the way. You walk up to a robot and you go, 69. You'll find out real fast.
Keith, yes. Now, I have two things. First of all,
yes.
It's almost unbelievable to me that of the two of us, you're the one who made a Turing test joke. And
shit! That's how they get you.
You have to know your enemy.
Yeah, that makes sense. You do hate robots, even though they help you produce this podcast.
Because we thought, I hate oxygen, but what am I going to do? File a report?
So that this is a question for Chemda, really. Ooh. In that comment,
I'm taking questions. This is great timing.
Great. Michael said, I want to tell you about these two comedians that have helped me get through the last 18 years. Do you, Chemda, consider yourself a comedian? Keith, I know, is one because he does comedy once a year, or used to. But Chemda, what about you?
You know what? Yes, I've learned to call myself a comedian, not a stand-up comedian. But
sure.
if I'm a podcaster on a comedy podcast and I tell jokes for a living, and if I stopped telling jokes, Keith would fire me. So, you know, I mean, I guess Keith isn't firing me. You guys listening are firing me. Like, if I stopped, yeah. So, you know what? I'll let you know in 2 weeks when the Kickstarter is done if I'm a comedian or I'm going to be retiring March 7th on my 18th birthday of being a comedian.
Oh, wow. Happy 18th.
Thank you. L'chaim. Well, literally, chai. 18 in Hebrew. Chai.
Whoa.
L'chaim. That's right. Mm-hmm. For those who know, I didn't know what you were talking about with the robot word, so some people might not know what's this. I just kept quiet.
Do you want to know, Chemda?
It depends. Keith, yeah. Will this be a fast knowing and an important entertaining knowing? Because I just found out I was a comedian, and I think this should be funny.
I think you're good.
Okay. So I'll figure
you're
it
set.
Out after.
That's what I think. Now, we have to get to very, Mike, I don't mean to be so rude, but I got to get to real important, serious news, big business.
I understand. Okay, right. Like Chemda's sandwich-like. Please continue. Yes.
Thank you. It's almost on that level, except better, because there's closure to this. The finale of Dancing with the Stars just aired. We know all the winners and everybody. Mike, me and Chemda, who never saw the show, happened to come across the list of half celebrities, and so we started placing bets. So we never see what's going on.
By the way, 50-50 is the theme today. I am so calling the show 50-50. But you just called them half celebrities.
Yes. I mean, come on. They know it. We know it. Yes.
Well, because celebrity comes from, etymologically speaking, being celebrated. So if you don't.
So they're like, definitely. So it's not rude to say they're not. They're just not.
I mean, some people celebrate them, some people don't. 50-50. Yeah.
See?
All right. So here's the people that got kicked out that we know about. The dude.
Who did I vote for again?
I'll tell you as we go.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
We're going to get to the final. Get your purse ready.
Okay.
Sex and the City star Jason Lewis. He was out right away.
That was weird because on the first episode that he was on of Sex and the City, he was naked. So I feel like that should have something to do with votes, but it doesn't. And maybe that's good, America.
Maybe he had to go across town, if you know what I mean. Dirty dog. All right. So then they had the Real Housewife of New Jersey star Teresa Guidich. And they said, you can't overturn the table every episode. It's not cute anymore. Already go home. So she was out of there.
Also, they're asking her to work, and she's a housewife. Unless the dancing is happening inside the house.
Yeah.
Dancing is coming from inside the house.
And then would understand what she's trying to do. Like, she wouldn't know how to mime putting away dishes because she never does. And so what would she mime? It's like, are you going shopping? What's this dance doing?
Charlie? I have a feeling this doesn't sound like we appreciate house people.
Well, this is the crass part.
It's just these house specific people.
Yeah, I'm saying these specific people. They don't know, never worked a day in their life.
You like Real Housewives. You don't like the Real Housewives.
Right.
I like house thems.
I like house people. That's
house
nice.
People.
Charlie's Angels star Cheryl Ladd. The old school Charlie's Angels. She stopped the dance halfway. She noticed a wrinkle on camera and had to go home. She ran home. That's
all right. I see we have bits for everybody.
Shocking. They're just coming to me. But I didn't even look. I didn't even write nothing down. They're just coming to me. Oh, my goodness. Now, this marks an era. All this scary stuff. Me and Kenda put $10 each on one of these celebrities. You know, it's a big day. Sad day going over these losers again. Same champion. I got a new head.
In the name.
Yeah. I got a new head. He's definitely not a champion, though. But congrats on his new face. Do you know water beads right off it? Same champion's face? Pictures at keithandthegirl.com. Selma Blair said, hey, I have MS. I just realized that probably hinders dancing, but the audience is an asshole if they say it. But I realized that it's really hard to do specific moves if your whole fucking body's shaking. Anyways, I just realized this isn't helpful to my health, and I quit. So she quit on her own.
She lost me $10, right?
And she lost you $10. That was one of your things.
All right.
Joseph Baena. That's a person. He got kicked off.
Who's that?
I don't know. I have to assume it's a person. He's a... I've never heard of this fucking... He's a fitness model. Come on, Kanda. Okay. I told you, you're getting closure today. He's a fitness model. Get it? All right. Country singer Jesse James Decker. He got kicked out. Now, this next one was shocking.
Kanda did he do line dancing?
You can only do that. You can't do it every week.
Right. You got to do some disco.
Right.
Yeah.
What Jordan Sparks, we thought would win the whole thing. She got kicked off. Now, neither of us picked her because we thought, you know, she'd win. She did that.
In the Heights.
In the Heights on Broadway. You got to know how to dance, I have to assume. And they said, no, Vinny's better than you. Vinny from the Jersey Shore did better than you.
Well, like Octopus, he just randomly punches people and it works for him.
Oh, my God. Then, of course, Vinny got kicked out. Heidi D'Amelio, some TikTok influencer, got kicked out. Trevor Donovan from a version of 90210 that nobody saw got kicked out. Daniel Durant, he's a thing people see somewhere, I guess. He got kicked out.
No, you have to call him a person, too.
I can't promise. Let's see. Yep, he's a person. The judges voted out this person. Okay. Yep. He's a person. Now, here we get to the final one, Kanda.
My hands are sweating.
They should be. So you're already down $10. Not trying to be rude. Yes, just want everybody to understand what's happening for legal reasons.
I got another 10.
Okay. In the game. I picked Shangela. She's out. So.
Okay.
Okay.
How many are left? One of them is mine. I didn't hear another name of mine. Oh, but one of them is yours. Okay. Is it down to our two people? Wait, did you already lose a second one? No, I only lost one. Oh, my God.
What a
this
show.
This is it.
Picture if she was into sports. I'd pay money to watch her watch football.
This is like silent trailers at the end. It was down to you and Christian. Huh? So it was as if all these people were dancing the whole time. No, you should have saved it.
So they could do an onside kick and have a chance to get the ball again. Yeah, they haven't done an onside kick successfully in 250 games. So it has to start somewhere. So now's the perfect time.
Kickball change. Let's go.
Kickball change. The next person to leave. So this is bad news.
No, for you. For
me,
Mike.
Wayne Brady.
Ah, Wayne, you knew how to do everything. But America still doesn't like black people. Here we go.
Which leads us to Gabby Windey. Is she black?
I don't know.
I printed things out in black and white, so it's hard to tell.
So everyone.
No, she was on The Bachelor, so Bachelorette, so she would have to be white, right? Yeah. So, Gabby Windey, that's who Henda picked.
I did?
She's out. She got second place.
Kind of weird fucking telling of a story is this.
It's like the lottery numbers. They're like, number 7 is not one of the numbers. If you had if you had 6, you're also out of luck.
Wait, so do I get anything for beating your guy?
Your first one lost. You beat Shangela, let's say, or Wayne. You beat one of my guys. But one of my guys beat one of yours, so no money exchanges. Mike owes us $5 each.
I don't understand how.
And thanks for playing. Do you want to try to double back? You can double back for twice as much.
Who won?
I assume you don't lose that one. You get all my money. Do you want to try that?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Give me another number. So, give me a number.
Okay, 4.
You fuck. Yeah, I'm not fucking around. I wrote down a number. Mm-hmm. And if you got that number right, it's the only way you can lose. 4.
Whoa.
I'm holding it up right now.
It looked like you were writing that down right
Son
after
of
I said
a
it,
bitch.
Is that possible?
Son
that
of a bitch. Do you want to go for a triple win?
I don't think. I wait, so I
do you have a car?
Win?
Do you own a car?
I do have a car.
Okay. Let's go for a triple win.
Well, so I'm gonna I've already won double and now I'm gonna win triple?
No, you're losing in a big bad way.
Oh, then I think I'd like to keep my car.
But. Okay. All right. Okay. You're not falling for that one again.
Yeah, no. It's you got to get up pretty early in the morning, multiple days in a row to do the same thing to me 7 times.
Wait a minute. So it's even? No, we have to bet on something else now. This is annoying.
Okay. Ready?
What's happening in like football or the parade? What could we?
I'm going to let you gamble.
What's happening in the parade?
I'll tell you what's happening in the parade. They'll have big balloons and shit, and maybe a kid gets hurt, but
you
it's worth
it. You want to
bet? Okay, we'll do some news stories. I'll read you a headline. You tell me if I'm making up the headline or not. You can bet
Fuck,
on it.
Fuck, no way. No, not in this America. No.
Pervert Andy Dick. Now, is this a true headline or a fake headline?
That's right. Just facts.
Andy Dick sentenced to 90 days in jail. True story. He has to register as a sex offender.
Well, now he's going to understand what he did. And
what did he do?
Be rehabilitated. He's gloopy.
You ever just get a vibe and have to put somebody away for 3 months? I mean, can't explain it, but come on. Something's going on.
I think there usually has to be a specific.
In Hollywood? I don't fucking know. The 56-year-old appeared in L.A. court where the judge ordered him to register as a sex offender. He's like, what's the matter if I register? I put all these videos out. They're pretty clear. I bite people and do weird shit. The conviction comes from April 2018 when he groped an Uber driver.
Wow. I mean, not to like make light of a sex crime, but also for the trope of like when you're a sex offender and you have to go around and introduce yourself to your neighbors, like this is probably like the most excited people are going to be to meet a sex offender.
Right.
Just saying hi, and I'm glad you're a fan. You knew me since Ben Stiller's show? That's great. Okay. Just saying hi. Take care of yourself. I touched kids.
But a sex offender is not I touch kids. It's I had a private part out in a public area.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
I peed in public. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's Isn't a sex offender also, having sex in public?
When people tell me they're on that list for peeing, I look at them funny. I wonder. Mm. There's a lot of people peeing out there. You know what I mean?
Like somebody doesn't like you or something?
No, I'm just saying somebody's, they're like, oh, I'm on the list. I peed. I didn't know there's a park right there. I'm like, yeah. I hear that story one more time.
Yeah, honestly, like I got that from a movie and it's called Bad Bosses. So I don't know if I'd go with my you could be peeing in a park and then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden you have to work for what's her face from Friends and she's trying to hit on you, but you're in love with your wife and that's bad news.
You know, for a moment I was about to say, Hemda, you just named a movie correctly, but then I just remembered it's Horrible Bosses. It's not
God damn it. Damn it. And I almost got her name. What is her name?
Yeah, you got it.
The
you
friend.
It. We're going to let you have it. That's an easy
Aniston.
One.
Aniston.
Who?
Jennifer.
What? Oh,
Jennifer.
Say them together.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston. No middle name. She's from Friends and a lot of movies. I bet I saw every Jennifer Aniston movie ever.
You think? I bet you missed one.
Friends with Money. Did you guys see that? That's a good one.
I'm just like, Aniston. I even know she pretends to use a vino.
She's a maid.
The object of my affection.
Shit. Hold on.
Looks like my holidays are packed.
I thought I saw. I like her a lot in movies. Yeah.
Have you watched The Morning Show?
What the fuck is all this?
The Morning Show is a TV show she's on now. That's real good.
No.
It's good.
Wait, like a regular morning show?
No, it's a fictional show about a regular morning show where she's like the lead anchor. It's on Apple. It's really great.
And Reese Witherspoon is in it. I love Reese Witherspoon. And guy, Mark Duplass.
Yeah.
I recognize his face and you know the names are written here. He picks some interesting things. Thank you. Yeah. What the fuck is Apple things?
It's a big, you know, enterprise. No, they have a streaming They have a streaming service now. You've heard of Ted Lasso, yes?
Probably.
So they started putting out TV shows.
On Apple? What do you need to have for Apple? Can I just have an Apple phone?
Yeah.
And I could just watch things on Apple?
It's a channel.
You got to pay $5 for a month. Yeah.
It's like Hulu, but now it's Apple.
Yes. Exactly. But just $5. You could watch the whole thing in a week on like a, yeah.
All right. Could someone remind me?
Yeah, I'll do it. It's great. There's a lot of great stuff. Here's a, do you guys know Jay Jordan, the comedian?
I love him.
Have you had him?
Of course.
I must have. I like that you had it. I must have. Well, if I must have, hey, Jay!
He's not here now.
So
a funny thing that he tweeted when Jay has been a writer for Jon Stewart's new show, which is on Apple Plus, Apple TV. And so when it came out.
Oh, of course, Jay Jordan. He's on Apple. I know what Apple is.
He tweeted, he was like, hey, everyone, watch the Jon Stewart show. It's out now on the Ted Lasso app. So that's what he calls Apple. And I like it a lot.
Zing.
Do you know who the Apple's guy is in movies, Mike Kaplan?
The Apple's guy in movies.
Apple's guy.
I don't think I understand the question.
Okay. This is why you failed at Silent Trailers. I'll give you a little bit more of a hint. Ready?
Okay.
It's the guy. He goes, how do you like them?
It's Will. Yeah, of course. It's Good Will Hunting's Matt Damon. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought I saw all of Matt Damon's movie yesterday. I saw another one. It's not new because he looks pretty young. The fuck was it? What did we watch yesterday? Something about a river.
A river runs through it?
No, it's Matt Damon.
Was it The Martian?
No, it's like long ago. Like, I didn't know he was Ryan in Saving Private Ryan. So like I just saw that and then I was like, oh, that must be his first movie. But this other movie that I saw, he looks just as young. So that might be his first movie. So look that up. That movie happened.
Do you want to guess what movie I saw last night?
Wait, but you guys still didn't guess what movie this is. But yeah, we'll go with yours.
Oh,
go ahead.
Fair
Let's
enough.
See if the chat can get it. Go ahead.
It stars Reese Witherspoon.
The one where she's a ghost.
No.
The one where she goes to college.
Close.
The one where she goes to law school. No, that's the one where she goes to college.
That's the same one, but yes. The sequel to that one. You got it.
I'm a bunny holding a computer, too. this is...
I love it.
Blondes can be... Legally Blonde, too.
Legally Blonde, too. We'll accept, even though there is a subtitle, Red, White, and Blonde.
That's just... They don't like mentioning that because that was a mistake.
Oh, a lot of it was a mistake.
Stupid.
I'll say we really enjoyed Legally Blonde 1 and parts of Legally Blonde 2.
I was too nervous to watch Legally Blonde 2 because Legally Blonde 1 entertains me. So I'm like, let's just leave it there. Yeah.
You know, Jennifer Coolidge is so fun. Have you guys watched The White Lotus? That show
is
great.
Yes. But we're not allowed to talk about it because if you talk about it, you spoil everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to say it was great. was the movie The Rainmaker from 1997?
How dare you? You stole that from Xerxes, who just told us it was The Rainmaker from 1997. So that sounds like Rivers.
Can I tell you something about... it's not The Rainmaker. The Rainmaker is based on a book by John Grisham. And here is a thing about another book that was made into a movie by John Grisham, The Runaway Jury. Did you see that movie, Keith? The Runaway Jury?
Yeah, but I don't really remember those movies.
Okay.
I remember liking them.
I didn't see it, in case you're asking around the room.
Chemda, thank you. So in the movie, there's a guy, basically it's about somebody who's trying to rig a jury in a trial against the gun industry, I believe. And so they're like, we want to try to make it so that there's a big, you know, a big case against the gun industry to make nationwide change. However, in the book, it's the smoking industry, not the gun industry. So I think that the smoking lobby is so powerful that they were able to make it, or I might have it reversed. One of them's really powerful, guns or cigarettes, and they'll both kill you. Stop doing it.
Or could we have passed the information about smoking already and now they're trying to put that same information into guns, which we're a little more divided on right now. Like right now, you can't really go up to anybody and go, smoking's good for you, right? Like if you look it up for real on the real internet, I don't know that you're going to get that. Whereas before, you know, there were commercials, smoking will relax you. If you're having a bad day, smoking will make it better. Doctors are smoking in their offices, things like
that. And now doctors are all like, guns are good for you. Smoke a gun every night. Have a gun with dinner. Not too many guns, just like guns in moderation. You know, like for tomorrow, obviously, you're going to want to have a lot of Thanksgiving guns. But, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. But, you know, after that, you want to go on a gun diet.
I think we got there.
So Andy Dick has to complete.
Okay.
He's got to he has to do some AA sessions. He has to do 52 Alcoholics Anonymous sessions. You'd think they'd blank that out, but okay, he'll be there.
Wow.
52 right. sexual compulsion sessions, 12 mental health counseling sessions, and pay restitution to the victim. He never tipped.
Ha.
Once released from prison, Dick will spend 12 months on a summary probation where he will be closely monitored. All right. I was like surprised what I feel like he's one of these people with, based on videos I'm seeing of like where he knows he's being recorded, but he looks like he's a homeless mess.
Part of his kink is
maybe, but I'm thinking all these videos, there's probably a crime in it.
Oh, that, yeah.
And we're just starting with 2018 right now.
Roxanne is asking, what could the restitution be? And I'm asking the same question. Like, what is he even restitutioning for? Like, how do you,
Do you bring in other articles? Like, this guy had to give $1 billion. What do you think I should get?
I don't know. It's very strange because he's going to the places that could make him better, you know, not just jail, but the mandatory meetings. But you don't get better until you decide that this is, you really have to want to, but like before you want to, you have to admit that this is ruining your life and it's not. So why would he admit that? Who cares? You know, maybe jail will be so uncomfortable that he might want to stop. But unless you're like really gonna lose shit, what would make you stop?
What do you think we should tell him?
See you in 90 days?
We're the ones that have to come up with it, right? We gotta come up with a plan.
It's like jury duty. Like, guys, oh, I should have started with this. I'm sorry. I got the case. What are we supposed
coming
to tell
soon him? In as Runaway as Jury Duty 2, dealing with Andy Dick.
Guys, this is weird. Guess who I was assigned? Andy fucking Dick. I don't know. I'm just another civilian. I guess focus on the path, Andy. Remember the bad times. They're important. You'll remember them now in jail because you won't have drugs. That'll be good.
Ooh, I think I got the restitution. He has to drive Uber for the person that he groped.
And grope him.
I mean, that's not exactly. Never mind. That's an idea. Anymore. Yeah, no, I don't think that's.
That sounds like a bad sitcom from the 80s. And now you're my butler.
Yeah. Do you know what that, Chemda, Seinfeld? That's like, yeah, the Seinfeld show within a show when they were like, let's do a bad show.
Fletchin is saying Andy Dick and Kanye have a similar problem. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
A New Haven man is in police custody over brandishing a gun after failing to get thank yous for the women he held the door open for.
Wow.
Joshua Murray is 25. He's upset at the two women at a Family Dollar store for that they didn't express their gratitude.
Can everybody just stop holding doors?
You're not doing anybody a favor.
I will open the door just so I can still be in my music and not have to say thank you and let you know none of it. I will open my door and then you don't have to worry about me being nice to you.
You know, we should have is, you know, how like sometimes parties have like You have different colors to say, like, green if I'm interested in, you know, talking or getting together, and like yellow, maybe, I don't know. And then red is like, no, leave me alone. Just have those for door opening, because as long as people don't expect mandatory gratitude, then it's fine. Then it's fine. Like, if you open the door with no expectation, you're just like, look, I'm holding it open. Like, anybody can go through it. But it's the entitlement to gratitude that this man, what a bizarre story.
Yeah. In other news, the next week he shot someone because I lost my train of thought. And you should shoot someone over that. Really? I just said I was a comedian.
You ever get one of those? You're welcome. You're welcome. Like, I don't know how this sounds like a good thing.
Wow. Did you hear about the New Haven man who shot someone because Chemda lost her train of thought?
He lost it because he told someone to smile, and they said, my mother just died, and he was so disappointed. But I do think wanting a thank you for leaving the door open, you know, just you kind of keep, I like to just swing it. And if you catch it, you know, I left the door open for you. It doesn't matter. But telling someone to smile and then wanting them to respond kindly to you is ridiculous. And I think opening the door and needing a response to that is...
Is that what shitty, like, how shitty people are? Do they remember how many doors they opened? Like, I don't want to brag. I couldn't tell you how many... I was outside today. I don't know how many doors I opened for somebody.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a dozen, but I couldn't even guess if it was one or none or five. Wow. So do you remember that, like, it's not something to brag about, but 5:30 and then 7:20, I opened the doors for people. One was a family. One was... a cart that they thought they could run past me, so I got to really stretch my arm out.
You might yesterday, be right,
yeah,
because I, that I, might be people's yeah. only interaction.
I did yesterday hold open a door at a Barnes & Noble for about six or seven people, like more than I needed to, and I was happy to do it. Like, I think they said thank you, but I wasn't going to brandish a gun about it.
Really? At person four, I start regretting my decision.
Oh, I was, okay. It was kind
this
of a
This is not
bit.
What I meant.
I'm like, what am I, Brandon point, Fraser? Can I get in?
It was what I meant. I was like, I think there were people that were like, do you want to go in with your mom who's seven people ahead now? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll catch up with her.
Officers happened to be like around the corner and they saw him. They also said he interfered with officers during the arrest. Oh, you don't say. He got in their way. He was given related misdemeanor charges of interfering with an officer, two counts of second degree breach of peace.
Finally. How's he going to open the door with the cuffs behind his back?
Yeah, I'm always nervous. He's always triggered when he opens doors after he gets out of jail. He's like, I don't know.
You know, here's the thing is,
this
guy, the police probably saved him from murdering those people, and I bet he didn't even say thank you.
Oh, shit.
You know what? If I was one of those women and like, and somehow I'm in the same area as the guy with handcuffs on. Then the cop turns her head. I look right at him. Thank you so much. Like, you motherfucker. And I'm like, officer, what is happening?
I make sure I'm opening the door for the officer to take him out. Yeah. No need to thank me, officer. I'm doing my thing. You're doing your thing. And that guy has his hands behind his back, so I don't need to thank him for anything.
You know, you're still like now you are thinking about it. You're at the police station. He opens the door like right this way. You're like, thank you. Something I normally always say. Maybe I was caught somewhere not saying it, but thank you. And thank you. Thank everybody. Thank you, desk clerk. Thank you, vending machine. Thank you. That's
thank
me.
Bless us, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listener Liz is writing in, and she's saying he's going to hate jail where he can't open the door even if he tries.
Whoa.
He goes, the cell door's open in the morning. He's like, thank you. It locks on him. Thank you.
I'm writing notes for the show, and I just look down, and one of the dots says gun-open door. right below Andy Dick. This is very interesting.
Well, all right. What do we tell him? Oh, he's not my case. Okay, we're good with him. All right. So here's what you do. We're talking about one Mike Kaplan. First of all, just go to his website when you're confused. What are you getting mad at me for? Right? The fuck did I do?
Great question.
Well, thank you. Go to his website. You'll see what's doing. Get the album AKA. Get all this shit. You'll like it. Come on.
Now, I noticed now in the introduction on Silent Trailers, Mike Kaplan gets his album mentioned, but also the track that Keith gets mentioned as part of almost the title of the album now. So which album is that again?
Oh, the album is called AKA featuring track 15, which features Keith and his inability to grow. Yeah.
Your paraphrasing is worse than the actual thing that made me cry. Interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a newsletter now. What's in it?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm thanking everyone these days. Don't bring
you never
gun,
know.
Please. Yeah. So my newsletter, I call it Arty Har Hars. I send it out for free once a week, and you can subscribe for more at mikekaplan.substack.com. And every... the free one is usually like three quick fun jokes.
And he'll tell you that. He'll go, these are three quick fun jokes. So you know what you're in for. You don't even have to move your eyes.
Not a bit. Yeah. And then the rest of the week, sometimes I'll put advice, answers to questions other younger comedians have asked me. And lately I've also started sharing what I call the Iris Archives, interactions with my grandmother from when she was alive and on Facebook, which she is forever. And so just little fun nuggets.
Do you ever switch them because she can't fix it now? You're like, no, I said this, and I couldn't even believe why she said that. Grandma.
When I run out, I'm going to start doing that.
Gotcha, bitch.
You didn't even meet her, but how did you
see? I'm just telling you where this
right
could go.
Into our You're dynamic
the kind of person that doesn't say thank you with the door held open.
Well, thank you. That was a very PC show. That was a very good time. KeithandTheGirl.com/kick, KICK. Do we do more than three shows a week now? Do we are we doing a 24-hour marathon? All this stuff is right there. KTG.com/kick. We appreciate it. Mike, good to see you again. I'm sorry about this weekend. Last weekend, try not to... Fuck, how do I say this? It doesn't define you. None of us are the worst thing we've ever done. Okay? So don't let last weekend's loss affect Thanksgiving, Christmas, a new year, a new you, one that's going to be better and more competitive and care and give a fuck. It's just a thing that happened. Is it always raining? Would we enjoy the sun without the rain? I don't know these questions. I didn't go to school for it. But it's common sense saying you're in a bad, bad place. Try not to let it ruin your days.
Thank you. I will do my best. And if I can get it 50-50, I'll be glad.
And if you guys want to know where the show is or want to see the show, even now that it's not live, we're leaving it on YouTube for a bit. So look for Silent Trailers and you'll see Mike completely getting defeated thanks to Christian Finnegan moving too slow on that last question. I think that's what you're saying, Mike, right?
I don't remember. I'm just trying to move past it. I'm not letting anything define me. Christian's wonderful.
Somebody goes, do you want to go to the movies? No! Do you even know what I said? Like, I don't. I just, the answer was no, and I don't know what I said. KeithandTheGirl.com